All right, good evening. Last year, on a three-day yantiv, or I should say on the third day of a three-day yantiv, I was approached by someone who said, you know, this three-day yantiv, this yantiv sheni stuff is really, really annoying. He said, the rabbis have to get together and abolish yantiv sheni. I said, okay, I'll get right on that. He said, no, I'm serious. Like, it's so frustrating. Like, all the reason doesn't apply anymore, I think, he said. And he said, on that topic, also chazaras hashatz. Someone has to do away with chazaras hashatz. I said, I don't know what to tell you, but we don't do that. He said, I can't believe over the years, Gedolim, like Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach and Rabbi Kalmer Zatzal, I can't believe that they never decided to abolish Yantiv Sheni or Chazaras Hashatz. I don't have any plans to talk about Yantiv Sheni tonight, but hopefully tonight we'll try to address the underlying concern, not necessarily why we don't abolish these things, but why does it bother us so much? Why do we find them to be obsolete or archaic? And is there a way to give more meaning? If I do my job successfully tonight, not about Yantiv Sheni, but at least for Chazaras Hashatz, hopefully we can walk out with a different perspective on Chazaras Hashatz, and hopefully Chazaras Hashatz, while yes, it is repetition, will not seem as repetitive. It won't seem as obsolete. It won't seem as irrelevant to our lives. Hopefully we can find significant meaning in Chazaras Hashatz. The classic approach to Chazaras Hashatz, which we're going to present first, and then we're going to share Rav Soloveitchik's approach. Rav Soloveitchik's beautiful approach, really based on the Rishonim, which really gives a whole new perspective of what we could be thinking about, how we can be active participants during Chazaras Hashatz. The classic approach is Chazaras Hashatz is meant to be motzi people who don't know how to daven. Shulchan Aruch writes as much in source number one in Aruch Chaim Siman Kuf Chaf Dalet, where all the halachos of Chazaras Hashatz are found in Aruch Chaim Kuf Chaf Dalet. And the Shulchan Aruch writes, La'achar shesimu at tzibor tefilasen, after each individual in the tzibor davens their individual tefillah, yachzor shliach tzibor hatfilah, the shatz, the shliach tzibor, the chazan repeats the Shmona Esrei, she'im yesh mi she'eino yodea le'esbalil, if there's someone in the crowd who doesn't know how to daven, him or herself, yechavin l'ma shehu omer. That person who doesn't know how to daven could have in mind to be yotze with the shliach tzibur. V'yotzeba, and in that sense, the person who doesn't know how to daven is yotze with the shliach tzibur. The simple way to understand this is that this is the mechanism of shomea ke'one. Let's say when it comes to Kiddush, a pretty common example. On Kiddush Friday night, men and women are equally obligated in Kiddush on Friday night, but not every single person who is obligated in Kiddush recites their own Kiddush. People are yotze with someone else making Kiddush. How does that work? I can't have someone else eat matzah for me. I can't have someone else shake a lulav for me. How does it help to have someone else make Kiddush on my behalf? That is the principle called Shomea Ka'ona. The person listening has a mind to be yotze. The person making the bracha has a mind to be motzi that person or multiple people. And in that way, Shomea Ka'ona, me listening is like me speaking it. It's like I made Kiddush as well. And the simple approach is that's going on here too. The person who doesn't know how to daven Shmona Esrei and doesn't have anything to say during silent Amidam is yotze by having in mind to be yotze with the shliach tzibur shomea ka'ona, just like Kiddush. The problem with this is that it doesn't follow the regular rules of shomea ka'ona. We're going to raise five questions right now. Don't focus on, oh my gosh, that's a lot of questions, but just get a sense of why this doesn't fit the rules of shomea ka'ona. Question number one, the Mishnah Berurah is medayik in the Shulchan Aruch's language, which really is clear from the Gemara, that the Shulchan Aruch said it's only for a person who doesn't know how to daven himself. That's the kind of person who can be yotze with the shliach tzibur. Says the Mishnah Berurah, source number two, Aval Habaki ain't a yotze. But a person who knows how to daven himself cannot be yotze with the Shliach Tzibur's Chazaras Hashatz. Person can't say, you know, I'm too tired to stand today. I'm too tired to have to mouth all these words today. I'd rather just be yotze during Chazaras Hashatz. No, if you know how to daven, you cannot be yotze with Chazaras Hashatz. Afilu b'diyevet, says the Mishnah Berurah. It doesn't work at all. You have to daven again. Only a person who's not a baki is able to use the mechanism of Chazaras Hashatz. Why would that be? When it comes to real Shomea Ka'ona, when it comes to Kiddush, we don't check to see if a person could have made Kiddush on their own. In fact, I bet most people listening to this shiur are able to make Kiddush on their own, but they choose to be yotze with someone else. So Shomea Ka'ona certainly works for those who know how to daven or say the words themselves, but why doesn't Chazaras Hashatz work for those who can daven themselves? It's question number one. Question number two, Mishnah Berurah continues, Va'afilu b'she'eino baki, and that which we said, a person who isn't able to daven on their own, can be yotze. Eino yotze, ki'im b'yesh asara b'beis ha'knesses. There has to be a minion, or it doesn't work. In other words, one person cannot be motzi another person in the Amidah. Two people davening b'yachidus, one person cannot be motzi the other person in Shmona Esrei. It's specifically a din when there's a minion, and there's a shatz. When there's a minion, you can be motzi someone who doesn't know how to daven. Why? That doesn't exist by Kiddush. We don't require a minion of people there in order to be motzi someone else. That's question number two. Question number one was, why does it only work for an enobaki, a person who can't daven himself? Number two, why must there be a minyan? Why does that play into it? So the Aruch HaShulchan, in source number three, quotes from the Rishonim, who quote from the Gaonim before them, to try to answer that second question of why is it only when there is a minyan? And they say, says the Aruch HaShulchan, Bezech amira tefila yoser, shari bekiddush, shuvachol abrachos, echar yotze berachas chaveru, kishu eni adea. It's unusual. The Shema Kohen doesn't work over here. Tefillah doesn't work. Tefillah ain't okay. The Davka b'tefillah hashatz yotzim. What does he suggest from the Rishonim, from the Gaonim? Mishum de tefillah nitkena belachash. Because Shmona Esrei was meant to be davened silently. And therefore, she'ein reshus lemispalel, lehashmiya kolo lehotzi yashe'ein obaki. You're not allowed to have yourself daven Shmona Esrei out loud, to mostly somebody else, because the Amidah was intended to be recited silently. So for you to recite it out loud, so someone next to you can be yotzi with your Shmona Esrei, doesn't work, because Shmona Esrei is supposed to be davened silently. Ad sheyir lefnei ateva. You have to be the chazm who's davening out loud. So that's how he tries to explain why a minyan is required. Because a minyan, technically, can daven out loud. Shliach Tzibur is davening out loud. A yachid is davening quietly. If he's davening quietly, he can't be mostly somebody else. Very technical answer. But that pushes us to the third question, which is, if really tefillah is supposed to be davening quietly, then why is it okay that the shatz is davening out loud? Whatever it is about tefillah, which we'll have to discuss, why tefillah is supposed to be davening quietly, it's such a big burden for us. Tefillah has to be said quietly, therefore one person can't be motzi somebody else, because how can I say it out loud for you? Then if tefillah is supposed to be said quietly, why is there even an institution where the shliach tzibur is saying it out loud? Doesn't that violate whatever tefillah is supposed to be, kept quiet and silent? Question number four is probably the biggest question, which I referenced at the beginning. Is why do we still have this? The Shulchan Aruch writes in source number four, Kahal she'ispalu v'kulam b'kiyam b'tfilah. What if everyone in this minyan knows how to daven ourselves? And you told me you can't be yotze with the Shliach Tzibur if you know how to daven yourselves. Athal pikein, says the Shulchan Aruch, Yerid Shliach Tzibur, still have a Shliach Tzibur get up there, v'chozer l'hespalel, and have him recite Chazaras Hashatz, k'dei l'kayim takanas chachamim. Why? Just to keep the structure that Chazal were misakin, Chazaras Hashatz, even when no one here needs it. And not just no one here needs it. If no one here needs it, no one here can use it. It doesn't help anybody by having the Shliach Tzibur repeat it. Still, it's important to have. But why? If it's acting as Shomei HaKa'ona, and no one here is listening, and no one here is really using it in that fashion, why is it important to keep the framework of Takanas Chachamim? Mishnah Berurah tries to address that question, and he says something that's pretty logical in terms of how we establish Takanos. He says, well, what's the alternative? You wanted Chazal to give Chazaras Hashatz only when it's necessary? So you want to make an announcement in Shul? Anybody here don't know how to daven? Anybody here who really needs this? Come. Come forward. Come. Don't be shy. Just be regular embarrassed. Just come stand over here and let everyone know that you need the Shliach Tzibur to be motzi you. But what are you supposed to do? How can it be up to each shul to say, you know what, in our shul, we don't need someone. Someone has to say, actually, I need some help. That would be really embarrassing. So Mishnah Berurah says, you never know. There could be someone in a shul one time who doesn't know how to daven as well and maybe rely on the Shliach Tzibur. You never know. Could happen. Therefore, how can we do away with it? Just as an aside, I don't think this is one of the main takeaways for tonight, but as an aside, maybe it's a good lesson of being patient with people who come to shul. Sometimes we get stuck in our own boxes. If everyone has to be exactly like me, have the exact same upbringing that I was fortunate to have, and we get frustrated if someone's saying Kaddish a little slower, or the Shliach Tzibur has a yahrzeit and he's not as familiar, we get frustrated and we roll our eyes. Why? Everyone's welcome to come daven, especially those who may need support to give them an encouraging face, to encourage them to come to shul, to say Kaddish, to daven for the Yamud. I think it's very important that people feel welcome. No one should feel that they're not welcome in shul, because this is only for those who are able to rattle off with their tongues without kavana. I think it's just an important lesson as an aside to think about. Shul is for everybody, and we don't want to make anyone feel unwelcome. And if someone is saying Kaddish in a way that makes us feel uncomfortable, let's appreciate that that person's probably more uncomfortable. And we should give them the time and give them the encouragement, how much we appreciate them coming and davening. Okay, but again, still, you have to ask the question, yes, it's nice to have that structure in place, but what are we supposed to do about it? How are we supposed to relate to it? Of yes, it's nice to know that the structure is here in case someone comes and actually could need it, but if we look around and we say, I don't need this, what am I supposed to be doing for these 5 minutes? Or 6 minutes? Or 2 minutes, depending on which menu you're davening in? What am I supposed to be thinking about? How am I supposed to be connecting to something that doesn't seem relevant to my life? So the Aruch HaShulchan, in source number six, has an interesting suggestion where he writes that we get the wrong impression when we think all of Chazaras Hashatz is just to be motzi those who don't know how to daven. As he quotes from the tour in the 1300s, if we didn't have Chazaras Hashatz, we wouldn't be able to say Kedusha. So we have to have some form of Chazaras Hashatz for Kedusha.
And if we didn't have Chazaras HaShatz, we wouldn't be able to do Berachos Kahanim. For Ashkenaz, we don't do actually duchening every morning, but at least they say Elokeinu Elokei Avos Hayinu Barchenu Bavracha HaMeshulashes. We wouldn't be able to say that if we didn't have Chazaras HaShatz. In fact, the Aruch HaShulchan asks, the Shulchan Aruch is quoting from the Rambam when he says, Chazal's Takana stays in place, even if it seems like everyone here is a Baki, everyone here is qualified to daven on their own, we keep the structure in place because that's what Chazal wanted. So the Aruch HaShulchan asks, why didn't the Rambam just answer? The reason we have Chazaras HaShatz is for Kedusha and for Berachos Kahanim. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, really the two answers go together. Because he wants to know, why would Chazal give us something that doesn't help anybody in many cases nowadays? And he writes that really Chazal had to be misakin Chazaras HaShatz anyway, to give us Kedusha and to give us Berachos Kahanim. But why did Chazal have to give us all the brachos in the middle? Maybe they could have given us just the first three brachos to repeat for Kedusha and the last three brachos to repeat for Berachos Kahanim. So on that, Chazal said, we give you the entire Chazaras HaShatz, even the middle 13 brachos, so a person who doesn't know how to daven on his own can be yotze with that. And even if everyone here is a baki, Chazal kept it in place because anyway, we have to have the first three brachos repeated for Kedusha and the last three brachos repeated so we can say Berachos Kahanim. And yes, we really could take out the middle 13 brachos if no one in this room particularly needs it to be Yotzei, but Chazal kept the structure in place not only not to embarrass someone, but because we need some form of this anyway for Kedusha and for Chazaras HaShatz. So that's a good attempted answer to explain, you know, why part of it's necessary for Kedusha and for Berachos Kohanim, parts that we are responsive in. We are answering to Kedusha, we are saying Keni Hiratzon to Berachos Kohanim. But again, I wanted to see if we can explore something deeper about what to have in mind during the middle 13 Berachos, or during the entirety of Chazaras HaShatz. And the last question, to prove that this really isn't working from Shomea Ka'ona. We already have so many questions about this. Shomea Ka'ona works for everybody, not just for those who can't do it themselves. Shomea Ka'ona doesn't require a minion. And if it's really Shomea Ka'ona, then for those who don't need it, why do we have it at all? And the last question is, when the Rambam discusses Chazaras HaShatz in source number 7 in Hilchos Tefillah, he writes, Shliach Tzibor Motzi as HaRabim Yedei Chavas. And Shliach Tzibor is Motzi, everybody. Ketzad, B'shashu Mispalel, V'heim Shomin, here's the kicker, V'onin Amein Acher Kol Bracha U'Bracha, Harei Hein Kimispalel. The Rambam holds that Chazaras HaShatz, even when it works for that Einobaki, when the Chazaras HaShatz works for those who can't daven on their own, it only works if they answer Amen. Now that is not how Shomea Ka'ona works. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, in source number 8, discusses the idea of Shomea Ka'ona, like Kiddush, and he says, Kol HaShomea Bracha Min HaBrachos Mitchilasa Ad Sofa, if I hear you make a bracha, and I listen to every single word, V'nischavin Letzeis B'Yedei Chovaso, and I have in mind to be Yotze, and you have in mind to be Motzi Mi, Yatza V'afal Pi Shelo Ana Amin. The Rambam holds you don't have to say Amen to Kiddush to be Yotze. It's a nice thing to say Amen. It's proper to say Amen. But for Shomea Ka'ona to work, what's necessary is that the person speaking has a mind to be Motzi those listening, and those listening have a mind to be Yotze with the one speaking. Saying Amen is not required to be Yotze with Shomea Ka'ona. And yet when it comes to Chazaras HaShatz, the Rambam says they have to say Amen. So all these questions, why is it only for an Einobaki? Why is it only when there's a minion? Why are we saying this out loud when normally tefillah is supposed to be silent? Why are we saying Chazaras HaShatz when no one there needs to be Yotzei? Why does the Rambam require saying Amen if really you don't require Amen for Shomea Ka'ona? All of those questions lead us to believe that Chazaras HaShatz does not work through the mechanism of Shomea Ka'ona. Something else is going on, and hopefully if we understand what else is going on, we'll understand why it only applies to an Einobaki, a person who's not well-versed to say it himself, but also, even for those who are Bekiyim, which I imagine many of us in Shul are Bekiyim and don't even have the option of being Yotzei with the Shliach Tzibor, what can we think about this mechanism and how can we relate to this idea? So to understand what really is going on over here, we have to go back to the original source. I gave you the Shulchan Aruch, how it's Paskin, but let's go back to the original sources, to the Mishnah and the Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah.
If you call this Sidur, is considered your Bekiyim?
A person who can recite Hebrew and read the words is considered a baki, in this sense. You know, back in the days of Chazal, they didn't have printed siddurim. They weren't able to recite the brachos by looking at a text necessarily, and it was about those who were able to recite it by heart. So the original context comes up in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, talking about the long, long Shmona Esrei on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, where there's a lot of psukim added. But even though that was the original context, the Mishnah discusses the idea of a Shliach Tzibor even throughout the rest of the year. And the Mishnah in source number 9, at the very end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah says, Kishem Shliach Tzibor Chayiv, Kach, Kol Yachid V'Yachid Chayiv. Just like a Shliach Tzibor is davening, the Yachid has to daven too. It's funny how it phrases it that way. The Chachamim phrase it as, everyone knows the Shliach Tzibor is davening, but you also have to daven individually. We look at it as we're davening. Why is the Shliach Tzibur getting up there? The Chachamim flip it. They say, obviously everyone knows the Shliach Tzibur is getting up there and publicly davening, but don't think that absolves the Yechidim. Every person has to daven individually as well. Rabbi Gamliel argues. He argues in the whole premise we were assuming until now. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Shliach Tzibur motzi es harabim yedecho vasan. Rabbi Gamliel holds that Chazaras HaShatz works for everybody, even people who are able to daven on their own. We don't pass on the Rabbi Gamliel. We saw in Shulchan Aruch, Chazaras HaShatz only can exempt those who don't know how to daven on their own. That's the Chachamim's opinion. Rabbi Gamliel holds that Shliach Tzibur can motzi everybody. What do they argue about? So the Gemara discusses what they argue about. Gemara quotes a brisa in line number 2 and source number 9. Tanya, Amar lo Rabbi Gamliel, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Gamliel, Lidvarecha lama tzibur mispalin. If you're right that the Shliach Tzibur is motzi everybody, why are we wasting our time having each person daven individually? Just let the Shliach Tzibur get up there and be motzi everybody, the knowledgeable and the unknowledgeable. Why do we have to daven individually? So Rabbi Gamliel explains, Amar lahem, kedei lahastir Shliach Tzibur tfilaso. Again, with the perspective of the real tefillah is the Shliach Tzibur's tefillah. He holds the only reason we daven silently is to give the Shliach Tzibur time to look over the tefillah, so when he says that, he doesn't make a mistake. We only have the silence from Esther to give the Shliach Tzibur time to get his thoughts together. Wow. He turns back to them. Amalim Rabbi Gamliel, L'divrichem, according to you Chachamim, Lama Shliach Tzibur Yorod Lefnei Ateva. According to you Chachamim, that no one's yotze with a Shliach Tzibur anyway, why do we have a Shliach Tzibur? Why is there Chazaras HaShatz if we have to daven anyway individually? So what do the Chachamim say? Amru lo, kidei lahotzi yasha'ino baki. This is where it comes from. No, the Shliach Tzibur is only necessary to help those who can't daven on their own. So Amru lahem, he responds to them, kishem shemotzi yasha'ino baki, kach motzi yasabaki. What kind of arbitrary line are you drawing? If he's able to be motzi those who can't daven, why can't he also be motzi those who do know how to daven? L'chore, Rabbi Gamliel's point is very well taken. The Shliach Tzibur is being motzi people. Why does it make sense to split between those who know how to daven and those who don't? So the Rishonim addressed this question. The Ran and the Ritzvah I gave you here in source 10, source 11. The Ran explains with the premise that here, Shomea Ka'ona is not an option. This is very important to understand. Our questions until now were assuming, hey, just like by Kiddush, Shomea Ka'ona works even for one person, and even if a person does know how to do it on their own, and we could say it loud, we could say it quiet, and we could do it even if a person does know, and you don't have to say Amen. So we wanted to know, why isn't it working the same way over here? It turns out, the Ran quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi, there is no option of Shomea Ka'ona when it comes to Shmona Esrei. Wow. Why not? So he quotes in source number 10 from the Talmud Yerushalmi, Yachet shelo birech ein chavera mevarech lo. When it comes to benching, and when it comes to tefillah, and it comes to kriyashma, those are the three exceptions to Shomea Ka'ona. De'af agad de'kaimelon, kolabrachos kulan, af al pish yatza motzi. Even though a person can be motzi someone else in Kiddush, etc., Kiddush, Havdalah, Kevarot Siyum Bechlal Zeh Bebrachos Yerushalmi, Berchas HaMazod, the Kriyashma Utfila. We're not going to focus on Berchas HaMazod and Kriyashma, but let's focus on Tfila. Why can't one person be motzi another person in Tfila? So we saw in the Aruch HaShulchan, who quoted from the Gaonim, maybe it's because you're not saying it loud enough, you have to daven quietly. But more fundamentally, why is it important that each person has to daven, and you can't be motzi me in my Shmona Esrei like you're motzi me in Kiddush or Avdalah? Says the Talmud Yerushalmi, or it's underlined, Belo mistabra b'tfila, shiyehe kol echad mevakesh rachamim al atzmo. Tfila is about davening for our lives, about asking Hashem to give us the things that we need, and to give us a sense of staying alive. It makes no sense, it's not mistabra, the Gemara says, it's not mistabra, it makes no sense that you could beg for my life for me when I have the option to beg for my own life. So the starting point is, Shomea Ka'ona is not an option by tefillah. So now the million-dollar question is, if Shomea Ka'ona is not an option by tefillah, that's why one person can't be motzi another person in the Amidah like they do by Hadalah or Kiddush, then how in the world is Chazaras HaShatz being motzi anybody? For Rabbi Gamliel, it's motzi everybody. For the Chacham, it's motzi those who can't daven on their own. If you can't daven for someone else because it's about davening for your own life, how does it work to daven b'tzibur? So the Ritva, also one of the Rishonim, kicks in on source number 11. Avo b'tzibur chashav tziruf ki'ilu hu motzi b'piv. Says the Ritva, it is not Shomea Ka'ona. It's not true when the Shliach Tzibur is being motzi someone. For Rabbi Gamliel, motzi everybody. For, according to our opinion, motzi some people. It's not working via Shomea Ka'ona like Kiddush or Avdalah is. It's that as a tzibur, we are coming together as a group, and it's like each person is saying it. Rabbi Gamliel afabaki. Rabbi Gamliel says, anybody could be Yotzi that way. If you're part of our tzibur, it's like we're all saying it. Even if you know how to daven on your own, it's not like one person's being motzi you and asking for rachamim. It's like you're asking for rachamim. Because we are together as a tzibur, and if I as a shliach tzibur am davening, it's like we're all davening. Which is different than one person being motzi someone else, which doesn't work by tefillah. Look down a couple of lines. Shekulam ki'ish echad. A beautiful line of the Ritva. It's as if we are all joining together as one person. That's not the same thing as Shomea Ka'ona, where I'm Yotze through your words. No, it's not I'm Yotze through your words. It's the Shliach Tzibur, by saying it out loud as a Tzibur, connects the entire Tzibur as one body. And therefore, it is like I'm saying it. And therefore, Me'ekar Hadin, Rabbi Gamliel is right, that the Shliach Tzibur can be Motze anybody. So why do the Chachabim say only a person who's not a Baki? For Rabbanan Savri, why did the Chacham argue? De Keban de Yada, since a person has the capacity to daven on his or own, Chayav hu l'shanein b'piv, they have to articulate with their own mouth, v'lo mahani leit seiref midra Rabbanan. And midra Rabbanan, on the Raisa level, the Chacham agree that that works. We as a tzibur gather together to become one unit, we become a collective davener, and therefore even can be motzi anybody. But Chazal thought midra Rabbanan, it's appropriate for those who can daven for himself to daven for himself. The medina kedaihu lahotzi b'tzibur af labaki kesfarash Rabbi Gamliel. The Chacham agree that Me'ekar Hadin, it works even for those who can daven on their own. Ela de Rabbanan avod chizuk, the Chachamim try to encourage us, shehei abaki mishanim epiv. Rashi and Chumash quotes this by Yishmael. Even though Yishmael's mother was davening for him, Hagar was davening, when Yishmael was dying of thirst, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to Yishmael's tefillah. When a person davens for himself, it's always better than having others daven on their behalf. So Chazal said, if you could daven for yourself, daven for yourself. Me'ikr Hadin, they agree, since the Shliach Tzibur's tefillah is not Shomea Ka'ona. That wouldn't work. One person can be motzi somebody, cannot be motzi somebody else in tefillah like they do for Kiddush and Avdallah. We are being mitzaref, the people together to become one body, Shekulam Ki'ish Echad, in theory that works for everybody. Rav Soloveitchik spoke about this all the time, apparently. It's in so many of his writings, his Talmidim write about this, in so many different of his Sfarim. Rav Soloveitchik coined a new term. We're familiar with the term Tefillah B'Tzibur. Tefillah B'Tzibur we discussed many months ago in our shiur on the value of davening B'Tzibur. Tefillah B'Tzibur means that individuals are davening silently in the presence of nine others davening silently. That's Tefillah B'Tzibur. I am davening together with the Chevra. Soloveitchik coined the term Tfilas Hatzibur. Really, he got it from the Rambam. The Rambam, in one place, uses the term Tfilas Hatzibur. Tfilas Hatzibur, to be differentiated from Tfila Bitzibur. What is Tfilas Hatzibur? It's what we're just discussing before in the Ran and in the Ritva. Really, what the Yerushalmi was discussing, this idea. There is no Shomea Ka'ona, but there is this idea when the Shatz gets up there, when the Shliach Tzibur gets up there, he is representing the tefillah on behalf of the entire Tzibur. Not that they're being Yotze with him, Midin Shomea Ka'ona, but that we have now created a collective body, and it's like we're all davening. When you're listening to what I'm saying, we're all davening together. Soloveitchik explains, that's why the Rambam, we didn't understand, why does the Rambam require each person being Yotze with Chazaras HaShatz to say Amen? You don't need to say Amen for Shomea Ka'ona. You can just listen to what the person's saying, have in mind to be Yotze. Why do you have to say Amen? So Soloveitchik explains in source number 12, look at the last paragraph. Shetfilas Hatzibor Eina Tfilas Shel Asar Yachidim. It's not that you have 10 people joining together and with individual prayers. Ela Harehi Chalos Sheim V'Cheftza Miuchedes Shel Tfilas Hatzibor. A new entity is being created called the Tfila of the Tzibur. Dehainu, Shekol HaTzibur Mispalo B'Yachad. It's like all of us are davening together. Ve'al Yedei Amiras Amen, Sheyesh Bo Maisa Bracha. When each person says Amen, they are tacking on. Tehavei Ke'ilu HaYachad Atzma Birich. I'm not being Yotze through you in a sense. I'm saying it too because I'm part of the Tzibur. And the Shatz represents the Tzibur. Whom it's Tarif L'Cheftza Zo Shel Tfilas HaTzibur. Not Tefillah Bitzibur. Tefillah Hatzibur is happening when a Shatz represents the entire people. And when you say Amen, you are doing a Maisa to tap into it. If you don't say Amen, you can't use it because that's relying on Shomei Ka'ona. There's no Shomei Ka'ona over here. You have to daven for yourself. But when we daven as a Tzibur, we are davening as ourselves. Skip to where it's underlined. Didin Shomei Ka'ona Shayach Rak Kishayachid Motzi Yesayachid. Shomei Ka'ona only applies by Kiddush and Adal when one person is davening for somebody else. But as the Yerushalmi said, it's not an option here when we're davening for rachamim for ourselves. Amnam b'tfilas hatzibur, not tefillah bet zibur. Tefillah's hat zibur, the collective prayer of the rabbim. Ein hashatz motzi kol yachid v'yachid b'toras yachid miden shomei hakohen. It's not like a massive havdalah, a massive kiddush where each person is latching on to this person's words. When one person makes havdalah for an entire crowd, each person as a yachid is latching on to the mevarich's words and their yotzei as well. That's not happening in chazaras hashatz. There's a new heftza created called Tfilas Hatzibur, and everybody who's there is part and parcel of that. Ela hashatz mispal heftza shel Tfilas Hatzibur shehi tfila bifnei atva. There's a new second category of tfila. It's repetition, but it's not repetitive. Chazaras hashatz isn't the same tfila again. It's a new entity. It's a separate tool in our box. We have a tool in our box called tfila, and we have a separate tool in our box called Tfilas Hatzibur. This is the tefillah of the community. This is the tefillah of the tzibur. Skip down a couple lines. And for that person who's not a baki, to latch on to that, they have to do a maisa. They can't just listen like Shomei HaKohen. This is not Shomei HaKohen. You have to create that tzibur. Saying amen is like reciting that bracha. Amen, we're going to see in a few minutes, is saying, I believe in that too. I connect to that value as well. I believe in that bracha. I believe in that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm doing a maisa with my amen. And in that sense, you connect to the tefillah of the tzibur. So according to the Ritva, even really a baki can connect to this idea. It's just that if you have an option of davening yourself, Chazal Sabid Rabbanan, we'd like it if every person could daven their own tefillah on behalf of him or herself. But me'ikar hadin, according to the strict letter of the law, midaraisa, even the chacham, even how we hold, midaraisa, a person can be yotze with chazaras hashatz. But more importantly, even if we're not going to be yotze with chazaras hashatz, we have a chance to connect to this powerful tefillah hayachid. No, tefillas hatzibur. I already have my tefillas hayachid, and now I'm going to tap into the second tool in my tool belt, a tefillas hatzibur. I'm not being yotzei through, because I daven my own, and if I could daven my own, if I can get both elements, I'd love to get both elements. Now, if someone can't daven on their own, they only got the second element. But how lucky are those who are able to daven on their own, that they also have this second element as well. So we couldn't understand, why does it only apply when you have a minion? You don't need a minion for Kiddush, you don't need a minion for Avdallah. The answer is, this isn't Shomei HaKohanah. This is Tfilas HaTzibur. It only works when you have a minion. And the people who can only rely on this, and only rely on this, are those who can't daven themselves. But if you can daven yourself and also get the power of Tfilas HaTzibur. Why don't you get both? And so one of our questions was, why are we saying this even if everyone in the room is a baki? Because we have the special opportunity to connect the special power of the tefillah satzibur. Why does the Rambam say you have to say amen? Because this is not Shomei HaKohanah. This is a maisa that we do to be able to attach ourselves to this tefillah satzibur. I want to explain to you, by quoting what Rav Schechter quotes from the Rav Soloveitchik, on this idea, just how powerful this idea of tefillah satzibur is. Why should we want the second tool in our tool belt? Why should we want the second tefillah? I already dive in tefillah sayachin. What do I gain by now tapping into the second element of tefillah satzibur? So Rav Soloveitchik, as Rav Schechter quotes him in source number 13, explains based on last week's parsha. And Moshe Rabbeinu has several instances where he davens in the Torah. But the way in which that he davens is very different from one instance to another. In Parshas Kisisa, Moshe davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive Bnei Yisrael after Cheta Egel. Moshe davens and he screams at Hashem. Chazal have different expressions where he grabs Hashem by the lapels, if you could say such a thing. And Hashem said, what? Moshe, leave me alone so I can kill all the people. Moshe says, leave you alone? That means I can keep holding on and begging you? He pulls Hashem closer and he says, you must forgive them. You must. Zachor, the bris of the Avos. What's Betray? I'm going to say, you can't do this. You can't. Hashem says, leave me alone. Moshe says, no, I won't leave you alone. Vayachal, Chazal say, Vayachal, which is an unusual language of Moshe prayed. Vayachal, Moshe, we laid on a fast day. Vayachal, Chazal say, mean Moshe made himself sick over it. Chole. Moshe davened, and he wouldn't let go. He begged and he demanded from Hashem, forgive these people. By contrast, you come to Parshas Vayeschanan, and Moshe is davening to go into Eretz Yisrael. And yes, Chazal say he davened 515 times. But over here, Vayeschanan, the shorash of Chanina, he asked, he requested, he entreated, he begged, he petitioned, he asked. And when Hashem says, stop asking for it, you know, Moshe says, okay, I'll stop asking for it. What happened to that fighter? What happened to that Moshe who didn't just beseech respectfully. He demanded, he pounded his fist, he pulled Hashem closer, and he said, you have to forgive them. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, leave me alone, Moshe says, no, I won't leave you alone. But when it came to going into Eretz Yisrael, Moshe davens beseechingly, humbly. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Al Tosef, Rav Lach, stop asking for this, Moshe says, all right. Who is this person? What's this Jekyll and Hyde? So Rav Soloveitchik explained, look at source number 13. The Hayachir Afilo Yetzadik Gadol Kemoshe Rabbeinu Ein Lo Zuchus Litboa Shum Davar Me'ez HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The greatest tzaddik, even Moshe Rabbeinu, has no right to demand anything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu Einenu Chayev Lo Me'umah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu owes us nothing. We discussed this in our shir from the Rashba. The first brachos of the Amidah put us in the mindset HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do everything, only He can do everything, and He owes me nothing. Even Moshe Rabbeinu did not feel entitled. He had to request. He had to say V'eschanan. He asked, he petitioned, he wondered. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said no, Moshe said, okay, my request is up. And that's why one of our questions at the beginning was, if tefillah is supposed to be quiet, how can the shatz do it out loud? So Rav Soloveitchik explained, when a person davens on behalf of a yachin, Moshe davens for his own need to go into Eretz Yisrael, he davens v'eschanan, he asks, he's not owed anything. And therefore he asks quietly, he asks softly, he asks v'eschanan, he davens b'lachash. Next paragraph, Masha ein kein hashatz shemispal be'ad atzibur. Moshe Rabbeinu davens v'cheda egel, he's not davening for himself. Who's he davening for? He's davening for the tzibur. It's a tfilas atzibur. The habris and HaKadosh Baruch Hu harei nichrisa im atzibur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised the avos that for the nation, he would never desert them. He would never abandon them. V'lo am hayachidim, no yachid has the audacity and the arrogance to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu owes me something. But as a tzibur, we do have the audacity. We do say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you promised. You didn't promise any one person. You promised to the avos about the nation that's going to come out of them. Ubris gidro shutfis v'hischayvus hadadios. What's a bris? A treaty, an agreement. There are obligations, not just favors. Obligations written in stone. The nimtza shiyesh hischayvus hamutelas al HaKadosh Baruch Hu klapi atzibur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does owe us. He doesn't owe me as a yachid, but to the tzibur, he owes the tzibur. Al kein rashai hachatz litboa me'ez HaKadosh Baruch Hu shiyamali hischayvuso l'gabe shutfo. When the Shuach Tzibur davens a tefilas hatzibur, he doesn't just politely request, he demands, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you owe us! With the chutzpah, you owe us! We grab him by the lapels, we pull him close, and we say, you have to give it to us! You promised Klal Yisrael good health, and Mashiach Tzidkenu, and good parnasa, and children, and shidduchim, you promised us! You can't walk away from this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'al kein alav lehesbal b'kol ram! We daven out loud, not just because people can hear it. We daven out loud as if to say bebechinas tevia, as a demand. Tefila be'ad hatzibur hebechinas vayachal, not vayeschanan. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he davens for himself, he davens softly, he davens quietly, he asks beseechingly as a request. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says no, he walks away. When Moshe acts as a shliach tzibur, davening as a tefilas hatzibur, he makes himself sick and he yells and he screams. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says no, Moshe says, I'm going back in there. I will not let go until you keep your end of the bargain. You promised to the tzibur. The different formats of when we daven biyachidus, we have to daven quietly. That was what the Gaonim said. You can't be motzi somebody else. The Yerushalmi said it's because you should daven rachamim for yourself. But the Gaonim said, I have to say it quietly. I can't be motzi. You have to say it quietly. So we asked, then how is the tzibur saying it out loud? A yachid has to daven quietly because who am I? Who am I? Who am I to ask Hashem for anything? If only I could be so worthy, please. When the tzibur davens, it's loud, it's booming, it's authoritative, it's arrogant. It's arrogant to demand from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you owe us the tzibur. This tefillas hatzibur is not just repetitive. Hey, we already had the quiet one, now we're going to have the loud one. It's a different element, a different tefila, it's a different power. When the Shuach Tzibur is davening, we have the ability to demand from Hashem the things that we don't have the chutzpah to demand in our private tefillah. Rav Soloveitchik, in another essay, in Al HaTshuva, I quoted this in the past, Rav Soloveitchik explains when it comes to Yom Kippur, the vidui between the yachid's Hashamnu, the yachid's Alchet, versus when the Tzibur does it together, it's very different. When the yachid does Alchet in the personal, the yachid does Hashamnu, and the personal Shmona Esrei, it's Hashamnu, Bagadnu, Gazalnu, how could we? We're so terrible. We come to it as a tzibur, what do we do? Ay, 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 ay. That's in major key, right? Chazon Davis, it's a major key, I think. Right? What are we doing a major key? What are we doing? We sinned. We're terrible. We stole. What is that? Soloveitchik explained that the minug to sing the vidui is an old minug, but it's dafka the vidui of the tzibur. We as yechidim, we don't have the right to demand forgiveness. So we say, who are we? We're nothing. Ay, yashamnu, bagadnu. Ay, we cry. As a tzibur, ay. Yes, we stole, we sinned. What are you going to do about it? Kadosh Baruch, what are you going to do about it? You promised us forgiveness. You promised us. You promised the tzibur. You promised. We're not letting you off the hook. We demand it. We sing it with confidence. Because we know what's going to happen. Look at the last line of Source 14. Hayachid eino shar al chet. A yachid doesn't sing when he does vidui. Hayachid boche ba'al chet. The individual cries when they do vidui. Ach lo kein atzibur. Ki atzibur eino ba levakish kapara. As a tzibur, we don't come to request kapara. Hatzibur toveya kapara. The tzibur demands forgiveness. Yeshlo asmachtos l'tviyaso, and we have backing to our demand. This is an amazing opportunity. We don't want to miss. Chazaras hashatz, atfilas hatzibur, and we're there. Whether we need it or not to be otzi our tefila, let's assume we don't. But what are we going to do? We're there anyway. And there's this beautiful takana called tefilas hatzibur. Everything we just daven for as yechidim, now we're going to daven for as a tzibur. The shliach tzibur is not just being motzi us, because many of us can't be yotzi with the shliach tzibur. Chazal felt we should daven for our own needs to personally connect. But after we do that and we daven for our own racham and we daven for our own well-being, we tap into a second element that's important even when each of us just davened privately. We need that tefilas hatzibur too. We need to tap into this. So how do we do it? How do we go from being passive, from checking our phones, from walking around aimlessly, from talking? How do we change our mindset? How do we actively participate? Like what the Ritva says, we are mitzarif to ki'ish echad kulam. We're like one person, one body coming together. We are the tefilas hatzibur. How do we do that? So you already saw in the Rambam by saying amen. When a person says amen, they are actively participating. You don't require amen by shomei ka'ona, but this is something else. I need a ma'isa bracha. But it's more than that. The Shulchan Aruch writes in source number 15, what is the proper attitude? How should we be responsive during Chazaras Hashatz? Says the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Dalet in source 15, Kishashliach tzibur chozer at tefillah during Chazaras Hashatz, hakahal yesh lehem l'shtok. It's a big avoda. We have to be quiet. Ulechavein leberchas lebrachos shemavarech hachazin l'anas amen. He's not just talking about the people who are being yotzei. The people who are us, who are not being yotze, we did daven silently. We still have to listen quietly and have in mind what he's saying and answer amen. V'im ein mechavdin lebrachosav, if we're not paying attention, karav liyos brachos levatela. It's almost like his brachos are wasted. Because if we don't have 10 people paying attention, which means the chazan plus 9 more, if we don't have 9 people paying attention, the chazan is wasting his time. There's no tziruf, there's no combination of 10 people paying attention. There's no hatzibur. Recommends the Shulchan Aruch in an amazing frame of mind. L'chein kol adam ya'aseh atzmo ki'ilu ein tisha zulaso. Imagine as if you're one of the only 9 people there. There's 1,000 people here. No, I'm one of the first 9. Without me, there can't be a tefilas hatzibur. I matter to this tefilas hatzibur. I'm going to listen and pay attention like my life depends upon it because you know what? Maybe it does. Next, Shliach Tzibur emphasizes to answer amen to each bracha and tzivav. Bein osam shiyatsu yedei tefila, bein osam shelo yatsu. Whether you need this or not for your own chova, either way, make sure to answer amen. What should a person be thinking about when they say amen? Says the Shulchan Aruch, ubechavana shiyachavim belibo. What do you have in mind when you say amen? Emes hi habracha shebirech hamavarech. Yes, I agree with that bracha, ba'ani ma'min b'zeh, I believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu is also the Rofei Cholim. He's also mevarech hashanim. He is also Matzmiach Karen Yeshua. I believe in those things too. I attach myself to them too. Shulchan Aruch points out, definitely not to be talking. Person who's definitely being distracted. Person who speaks, says the Shulchan Aruch, v'yimsach huchote. The gadol avono means so, it's too great to bear. We go aramba, we should yell at this person. We don't want to embarrass anybody. We don't want to turn anybody off. But in theory, again, what are you missing? You're missing a chance to join in the tzibur. You're missing a chance for tefillas at tzibur. Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkat on Yud Zayin, in Source 16, don't be learning, don't be saying Tehillim, don't be doing anything during Chazaras Hashat. One, because even if you are saying something meaningful like learning or Tehillim, other people are going to see you and they're going to be checking the sports scores on their phone during that. But then he says more than that. He says, even if you don't miss a single Amen, because you're learning but you make sure to say Amen at the end of each bracha, he says, not good enough. If people aren't listening to the words and you're one of those first nine, it doesn't count. That's where he writes in Sifkat on Yud Ches, Al kein yira lechadchila lechavin lishmoa kol habracha velo sof habracha bovad. So don't learn, don't be doing anything even meaningful during Chazaras Hashatz. A, other people are going to copy you for reading the newspaper. And B, you're supposed to listen not just to the amens, but to every single word. And then he adds the kicker, which really just brings us home. How, by saying amen, we have the opportunity to latch on and to do another act of tefillah. On the last page, in Sifkat al-Chafei, Shulchan Aruch said a person should have in mind, yes, this praise of Hashem, I also think that this praise of Hashem is true. But it's more than that. Mishnah Berurah says when it comes to brachos that are praising Hashem, Mechaya Mesim, I say, yeah, I also believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechaya Mesim. But what about the middle 13 brachos? Avo betfila, says the Mishnah Berurah, Tzarech Shiachavein Emes, he, it's true HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rofei Cholim, and he is Mevarech HaShanim, Rofei Cholim O Yisrael, Mevarech HaShanim, it's true, Vigam Ani Mispalel, and I also daven, Shiyehi Ratzon, Shiyakuyam Davarzeh, and I want this true to come true as well. He gives an example. Kigon, Beberchas Atachonein, during the first of the Bakashot. Shabikesh HaMispalel Chaneinu Me'etcha, when the Shliach Tibur says, give us wisdom, Baruch Atah Hashem Chonein Hadas. The listener, what's the listener thinking? Says the Chafetz Chaim, Yechavein Emes Shehu Chonein Hadas. Chonein Deya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does have the source of all wisdom. V'yehi ratzon shiyachonein lanu gam kein deya. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us that wisdom that we need. V'chi agatnu b'chol ha-brachos. During Rofei Cholei Amo Yisrael, Mevorech HaShanim, Matzmiach Karen Yeshua, not just to say Amen, like yes, I also believe, like a Pledge of Allegiance. I also believe in that. No! I also daven for that. There's an act of tefillah that the listeners can be doing while they're listening and answering to Chazaras Hashatz. This is such an important point. The listeners are davening too. If we look at it as, well, we once had this takana for those who weren't so knowledgeable, and now we still kept it because people are too lazy to cancel Yantiv Sheni and too afraid to cancel Chazaras Hashatz. And we roll our eyes and we say, I might as well say Amen so I don't miss out on something. In this new perspective, we are all davening together. The Shliach Tzibur is leading us in a new second element of tefillah that the Rav called Tefillas HaTzibur. I daven tefillah bitzibur when I daven quietly with people in the room with a minion. And now we have the second opportunity, a chance to demand with a higher level of acceptance rate, with more of a sense of audacity, with a sense of entitlement. We demand from HaKadosh Baruch Hu the same things again. And we daven for das, and we daven for tshuva, and we daven for forgiveness, and we daven for solving our pain and forgiving us refuah and giving us good years and gathering the people of the exile and bringing back us good judges. We daven for all that again. Now we demand it. On a higher plane in a second form. When we say Amen, we are not just being passive and grumbling Amen between scores on our phone. We are actively davening at Tfilas HaTzibur. When we say Amen and we have in mind not just the praise of Hashem, but the request. I want that request too. And then now we're demanding it as a Tzibur. The Chafetz Chaim quotes further that the Shlach Kadosh would say a person is best to follow along in the Siddur. Have a Siddur open and look at the words. Imagine yourself as davening. You're davening along with the Shliach Tzibur. You're not saying all the words together because by the Shliach Tzibur saying it, it creates a Tefillas HaTzibur. But by saying Amen and following along, the Ramah quotes a minug, many people stand during Chazaras Hashatz. And Rav Shachter quotes Rav Soloveitchik was extra machmir. Rav Soloveitchik used to stand with his feet together the entire Chazaras Hashatz. So you're in source number 17. Because of this idea of Tefillas HaTzibur, where it's not just a tefillah that we're latching onto. We create the entity known as Tefillas HaTzibur, and we're part and parcel of it. Rav Soloveitchik would daven with his feet together, even for Yom HaNorayim. Take a second to think what that means. For Yom HaNorayim, Chazaras Hashatz is everything. All the piyutim, all the way from, trying to think, V'yasayu, and in Kitzva, those are all part of Chazaras Hashatz. Until after Duchening, he would stand with his feet together. Rav Shachter writes elsewhere, I didn't give it to you on the sheet, but every year, Soloveitchik would by Hataras Nadarim, Erev Rosh Hashanah, he would say, I'm being matre neder on that minug to stand with my feet together because if Yom HaNorayim, I'm nervous, I won't be able to do it. And every year he would retake upon himself that minug. Every year he would undo it just in case he wasn't able to sustain the strength necessary during the Yamun Arayim. And then right, a few days later, he would pick it up again and do exactly the same thing. My suggestion is not that we take on this minug of putting our feet together and acting like we're in Shmona Esrei, that the Salvechik did. But think about what this means. But in some form or another, can we believe that we're in an act of tefillah as we're listening to Chazaras HaShatz? No, not listening. As we are actively saying Chazaras HaShatz. Me saying Chazaras HaShatz? I'm not saying anything. Yes. When we listen with the sitter open and we follow the brachos along, and maybe if we stand, if we have the strength or we don't, that's not the main takeaway from this year, to stand up. The main takeaway is recognize that we are in an act of tefillah when we are doing Chazaras HaShatz. We are being part and parcel. We are creating the tzibur. And if really we have 75 people here, view it as if I'm part of the 10 that creates the tefillah at tzibur. And my participation by listening, by having in mind, by saying amen in an active amen, not just amen, an active amen. That bracha you just said, I want that too. I demand that from Hashem as well. I just daven for refuah before, but now I daven refuah on another element. I daven like that. We're not just racking up amens. We are actively participating in this tefillah sad sibur. How could we cancel this? How could we throw out Chazaras HaShatz? Why would we want to throw away one of our most powerful weapons, our most powerful tools, to daven as a tzibur together? Why would you want to give that up? For those who need it, because they can't do the individual prayer, all they have is this, fine. But for most of us, let's tack it on. Why would I suffice with my weak davening, which is important? No one should belittle the power of davening b'tzibur as a yachid. But why would I sacrifice having a second element? Lastly, our last source for tonight is, yes, we try to be active by standing if possible. We should be active by listening. We're active by responding, by amen. There is one part that we actually all say together, and that is modim. At modim, we don't just suffice by saying amen, by having in mind to the chazan's modim. Chazal or Masaki, modim derabanan, we all recite modim together. The Avutraham, our last source for tonight, has a beautiful line where he explains why this bracha specifically we all participate in together. He says, when it comes to Akaras HaTov, that is not something we could ever let someone else say for us. It's true, Tefillas HaTzibur is like we're all saying it together. When it comes to Akaras HaTov, it's extra important that I can express the Akaras HaTov with my own lips. There's another opportunity in Chazaras HaShatz to be active. I'm active for the listening, I'm active for the standing, I'm active for focusing on what the chazan is saying, I'm focusing on the amens, not just to validate the praise, but also to have a bakasha at that moment. And when it comes to Hodah, it's another opportunity to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu with my own lips, and to do so as part of a tzibur. I'm not just grateful for what I have in my life, but I'm grateful for what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, and we as a tzibur are appreciative. We're appreciative to have this opportunity. We're appreciative to have the things that you gave us as a tzibur. And yes, me as a yachid, connecting to that tzibur, it's important enough for me to actually say the words of modim myself. So these are our takeaways for tonight. It's clear from all the different sources we talked about, Chazaras HaShatz does not work via Shomea Ka'ona, or else it would apply to all people to be Yotzei. You wouldn't require a minyan, and you wouldn't have to say Amen. But more importantly, if it was just a way to be Yotzei, if I don't need it, why should I have it? Let's cancel Chazaras HaShatz. Instead, Rav Soloveitchik explained, Chazaras HaShatz is a tefillas hatzibur, a second element of prayer in which we join together as one voice, like the Ritva says. We join together as one voice. And by praying as a collective unit, the Rav said, like Moshe Rabbeinu by the Cheder Egel, we have the ability to demand our needs with loud confidence. We don't daven quietly. We have to daven quietly when we're davening by ourselves. We must daven out loud. We daven as a tzibur. We are demanding kapara. We are demanding our needs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu owes us as a tzibur because he made a bris with our forefathers. Lastly, in order to tap into that great opportunity of Chazaras HaShatz, we have to be attentive. We have to be actively participating and viewing ourselves as if we are actively engaged in an act of tefillah, an act of public tefillah. And therefore, as we recite amen to each bracha, have in mind the opportunity to again ask for what we need and to demand for what we need in the tzibur form. And as the Avutraham said, modim derabanan, a special opportunity for each of us to personally express gratitude with our own lips to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So hopefully, if we take this opportunity, hopefully this removes the need to ask, why should we have Chazaras HaShatz? Why don't we cancel Chazaras HaShatz? For those who are able to hear Chazaras HaShatz on a daily basis, for those who only come on Shabbos and hear it on Shabbos, take advantage of the special opportunity of Chazaras HaShatz. take the opportunity to realize what it means to gather as a tzibur. Even when we daven as a yachid, the nusach of tefillah is in plural because we're always davening b'soch sh'ar chalei Yisrael, b'soch sh'ar chalei tziyam v'yerushalayim. We always daven in plural. That was our shira on Minyan. But this is another element of that. We join forces together. We daven as a tzibur. We have so much more koach. We don't just have to listen to Chazaras HaShatz. We have a beautiful opportunity to be active participants in Chazaras HaShatz and the tefillah HaTzibur.